miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Whitney Houston, Greg Sheeman, voices of angels. What can I say?
Lord.
She had a good voice.
What a waste. One absolutely was a waste.
Coming up, we will talk with Chris Myers from the NFL on Fox and the preseason Buccaneers TV play-by-play announcer. I have a feeling that this hour is going to be full of lists because between Pete and Chris, every 5 seconds, finding lists all over the place.
Oh, love a good list.
This is a great one. I got another great Magic list.
Well, Magic Johnson turned 60 today, so he's putting out all of his top 60 lists of every category possible. We'll get to all that. We'll get Chris to run down some headlines as well. And one thing just carried over from last hour I want to mention because I need some perspective here. Maybe you guys can help me, maybe not. I'm sure our listeners can. Mike Tyson, who we noticed spoke to your Alabama football team a couple of days ago.
Roll Tide!
Convicted felon. Good example for the youngsters.
How he turned his life around? Sure.
Okay, he had a couple roles in some movies. He revealed
that... He had a one-man show?
He did. That was very successful, actually.
He revealed that he does smoke a lot of weed.
Okay. Got no problem with that.
$40,000 a month.
What?
Weed. Now, I don't know what that buys in street value.
I don't either.
It says here 10 tons of weed a month from some ranch. 40 grand. How much weed is... Put that in perspective for me. I mean, is
Well,
that,
a dime bag is what?
Hold on.
A bag of dimes?
No,
it's $1, 10
is,
of them.
No.
No? What are you talking about?
Dime bag is a small couple ounces of weed. I don't know
now,
how,
I've
I don't
seen,
know how much
I've seen
is.
Snoop Dogg with some pretty big joints that are, you know, pretty, like, as thick as a Coke bottle. I've seen him do those. That's probably a lot of weed.
Gosh. I can't even...
I mean, is it possible? Is it? Let me ask you this,
I'll
ask our listeners because I got a few. I got a feeling a few of you are experts.
Again? How many pounds? I'll look it up.
10 tons, $40,000 a month.
10 tons.
10 tons.
A ton is
2,000 pounds. That's 20,000 pounds of weed up in smoke.
What does 20?
Is that possible?
1,000 pounds.
Or is that him and his people, his hanger-ons?
No, that can't be.
Regardless, he says he spends $40,000 on weed a month.
Per month.
Per month. So that's...
That's $480,000,
That's a half a million dollars a year up in smoke.
He's opening a ranch weed resort in California. Is that it? Texas saying?
Yeah, I think so. That's got to be an exaggeration.
I don't know. I'm trying to go back in my lifetime and extrapolate, but that's...
What would a pound of weed cost on the street?
A pound?
I don't know.
Don't buy a pound of weed on the street.
Is that a bit much?
Is that excessive? Massive amount of marijuana,
In Colorado, the average price sought by wholesalers has fallen 48 cents to about $1,300 a pound since legal sales to all adults started.
Expert Eric says it's $300 an ounce.
That's a lot, isn't it?
That's what it was at one point.
Was it?
I don't know. At one point.
How much does a pound of weed cost? It's regular. In general, you can expect to pay about $2,000 to $3,000 per pound? No. 59 grams.
Maybe he meant to say 40 grand.
Now the text line is just blowing up.
I could count on our listeners to be experts in the field, so to speak.
That's an absurd amount. There's no way.
Did he misspeak? Could it be 40,000
a year? No, he's
got to
be. I mean, that's got to be like consumed on the entire ranch amongst.
All right, I got prices here from states.
Dozens of people.
Florida's not a state where it's legal yet. It will be, but it's not yet. There's a lot of states where it's legal. So pick a state. I don't know. I'll look up a
Colorado.
Price. All right, let me look at Colorado.
Leaders in the
Colorado
field.
Springs, this is hysterical. 400 to 1,000 commercial grade, 3,000 to 4,500. That's a high grade. In Denver, 400 to 950.
Commercial grade?
Yeah, high end. Oh, let's see. How about is Texas on here?
1993 says a pound in the street is $2,500.
Texas, 350 to 600 to 900. 1,200 mid grade. El Paso is cheaper. Only 200 to 300.
Yeah, you're so close to the border.
Yeah. Houston's 350.
Figuring some swag at that
Laredo,
point.
Laredo. Laredo is 250 to 325. San Antonio, love that city. 350. How about Tennessee?
I don't know.
For a vile game. Knoxville, in case you want to get, you know, a little relaxation therapy. You got Knoxville.
Not relaxation therapy. That's
900 to 1,200. Bucks. Memphis is 700. Nashville, 925. Going into Grand.
Eric, who told me earlier, is like the street vendor. Now he says 1 ounce a day.
Well, that's a different Eric.
$9,000 a month. It is?
Yeah, we have Eric, then we have.
Eric and Eric. Don't know.
How about
S.
Montana? Montana, Billings is 600. 850.
All right. Before we go down the rabbit
good
hole.
Good grief. That's just. Thank you.
It is.
I didn't realize that's an expensive habit.
And Mr. Know-It-All says he wants you to stop saying the streets because he's getting it from legal dispensaries, which is completely different.
Boy, he is a stickler.
He is. He's not going to let anything. He's not going to let anything fly.
Well, Mr. Know-It-All, if it's okay with you, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, Liberty first-year head coach Hugh Freeze is away from his football team. He has severe back spasms.
What?
He is expected to return to practice
sandwich.
As soon as his spasms subside. The tongue twister. Ohio State University is trying to trademark the word the or the, but it's spelled the same way, and the trademark would be used for clothing and hats. And UEFA Super Cup going on. Chelsea and Liverpool tied at 1 in the second half.
Why is it called a dime bag?
I don't know. And I don't think it's a dime bag weed. I thought that was.
No, a dime bag is weed. Yeah.
Even I know that. Yeah. Even though the Craigster's down with that lingo, but I don't know. Is a dime bag like.
Breaking Bad? What was crystal meth?
Buy in higher quantities. Get a better price.
Somebody text me in the definition of why it's called a dime bag, and then I'll drop the subject, because then my curiosity is.
I thought a dime bag was related to cocaine, but I could be wrong on that.
Is it really?
No. The dime bag is pot. No, coke is.
Duh, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
How did dime bag originate? Hold on.
I don't need you to Google. You got other lists we're going to do. Are we doing those?
Okay, a dime bag is a $10 bag of weed.
$10.
So it's a joint.
So it should be called a $10 bag, not a dime bag. That's totally false advertising. That's misleading.
No.
We got dope, ganja pot, sticky, icky, whatever the kids
call it.
There
we go, because it costs $10.
Yeah, what's so great about a dime bag? Why not the company eighth sack or quarter bag? Here's why.
I'm afraid to answer the phone right now.
We didn't always have an extra $60, yeah.
I'm going to do it.
By the way, three-way great text. I can't read it on the air. Thank you. he's actually answering the phones over there. All right, there's either going to be a new beast.
Do you know marijuana? You know where marijuana originated? Marijuana.
It was fine.
Comes from Pakistan.
Yeah.
It was first brought to the Americas around 1545 by Spaniard explorers importing the plant to Chile for its use as fiber.
Fiber?
Yeah.
They ate it?
Recent DNA analysis has given us a clearer picture of cannabis specific origins.
I thought Cheech and Chong started it.
What, Up and Smoke, the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming out of the van. One of the greatest scenes ever, rolling out of that van. That movie does not hold up with time, however.
No, it doesn't. But still funny back in the day.
Stupid.
Interesting.
Well, there are different types of weed, too.
What?
That cost different amounts.
Well, yeah, commercial grade versus street grade.
I don't think it's like that. You can get really good stuff on the streets.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Seem to know a bit about this topic.
Well, I'm just saying I'm not too far removed from a point in my life where.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get too far into this. I don't want anybody to hold it over me.
All right. Well, obviously, I'm a bit naive.
I didn't know
on
it came
topic.
From Pakistan. I didn't know marijuana.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. I've never done my drug research enough, I guess.
But, yeah.
That's where they get the
like
phrase.
Hashish is big over there.
Isn't that
never
marijuana?
Mind. Let's just come on.
Yeah.
Let's
well, that's
go.
Where they get the phrase a pack of smokes.
Nope.
That's the funniest thing you've ever said.
All right. Are we going to do the top 10 college football games of all time? I'm the one trying to keep it on the rails here. I got to answer the phone. I can't do
that. That's funny. Give you knuckles on that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week. You guys won't be, but I will be.
I don't know why I find that extremely hilarious. Simple, but effective.
239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776.
That's funny.
All right. Now,
see, I will wake up tonight and I'll laugh. And I'll laugh out loud.
All right. You had a list from Magic Johnson. He's put out a bunch of lists, top 60 lists.
Before I get to that, can I just say another kind of insight? Well, everyone's wondering, we can get as we pivot here about the ACC network and how it's supposed to debut on the 22nd.
Yes.
Right now, it's only like DirecTV and Hulu. If you have a smart TV and you have that app and you have a Roku or one of those devices, yeah. Amazon. But Matt Brown, who covers college football in Chicago or something, says, I don't think the ACC network gets a deal done, at least with Cox or Comcast, before launch, and there will be others. Others need to be addressed to other services. So, this is ESPN Senior Vice President for College Networks, Rosalind Durant, said last Thursday on a teleconference, negotiations take time and timing matters here. We are confident that there will be other announcements in the very near future. We are having productive conversations with distributors. Those conversations continue and will continue through launch and beyond launch. Now, today's a 5-year anniversary of the SEC network.
Right.
And, you know, they've come a long way. And it was a startup, you know, would have had ESPN as their backing, but still it was a startup. And I think they've done a tremendous job. Mm-hmm. And I know everything, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day over there either. At last minutes to go out and negotiate. I think it'll all get done. It may not be exactly on the 22nd, but it's a shame if it doesn't take place before Miami and Florida kick off. It should have been done for ACC Media Day. I don't know why they wait to the last second for this stuff or what the legalities are, but it's... Hopefully they'll get it done.
I agree.
But I have Hulu, so I'm going to get it anyway.
And frankly, I'm not expecting much on day one. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how great. I don't remember day one of the SEC network.
No, they're actually replaying it today.
Really?
Yeah. If you go home tonight, you probably.
I wonder if it's going to look kind of cheesy and unprofessional. You know, it takes a while to get going.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the Big Ten network was anything spectacular on day one. They probably rolled out with some volleyball.
Still isn't.
No, but they don't have shows that are legit. Lazy network.
They got a couple of studio shows, pregame studio shows, and that's about
and
it.
And they're not great.
And they carry games.
It's actually a very profitable network.
Yeah, because they don't have the shows.
No, I know that, but it is profitable.
Oh, it's the most profitable one, but they don't have the type of shows that SEC does.
As long as we're talking college football, let me squeeze this in, and then we'll spend our time on our magic lists. Fox Sports came up with a list of America's best college football state. Now, their criteria appears to me to be, all right, do you have like more than one major Power Five in your state and combining winning percentages and all that? That seems it doesn't go into like the rabidness of fan bases or anything, although these are all great fan bases. But I'll give you the list right here. At number five, the state of Georgia. And I guess,
you know, go Dogs.
Georgia and Georgia Tech. By the way, Georgia Tech's quarterback just got a 6-year of eligibility.
Grambling has a very rich history.
Is Grambling in...
Is it? Maybe I just misspoke.
I don't know if that was in the Carolinas or was it Georgia. It's not important. No. Number four, the state of Pennsylvania.
Louisiana.
Yeah, Grambling's in Louisiana. Once I met the most pro, most college...
Pennsylvania?
Most
pros. Well, you got Penn State, you got Penn.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, I mean. Yeah.
When was the last time that team was relevant?
Villanova? They've been...
Nova?
They've been relevant.
In football?
FCS.
What? When was the last time Pitt was relevant?
No, but Pennsylvania does have a rich...
Dan Marino?
Pennsylvania has
a rich
history.
They ruined Miami season
football.
2 years ago.
No, Pennsylvania has a rich history.
You're right about
football.
That.
Number three.
Beat Clemson a couple years ago, too.
And by the way, they throw in the win percentages of the major schools. Georgia's a 60% win percentage. Pennsylvania, 62. Number three, Florida. Florida, mm-hmm. Florida State, Miami combined have a 63% winning percentage.
Nice.
Number two, Alabama and Auburn.
No, but it's the state of Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 66%. And the best state for college football.
Texas.
Nope.
What?
Don't say California.
What?
Hang on.
Nope.
Hold on. Georgia?
They were five. We already did them.
Yeah. No. South Carolina?
Nope.
No. Hang on.
I'm out of guesses.
Not Ohio.
No. Michigan.
Yes.
There we go.
Michigan with a 71% winning percentage. Michigan and Michigan State with some success. So there. There you have it. Michigan is the best state for college football. Read it and weep.
Dan Le Batard just tweeted out, no, because Stan Van Gundy apparently is heading away from ESPN and has been stolen by TBS.
Oh, man.
Are they going to put him at the table?
That's a great addition
with
to that
Ernie
table.
Ernie and Kenny and Shaq?
Turner Sports revamping its NBA coverage and on the verge of hiring Stan Van Gundy. New York Post has learned Van Gundy's addition could have long-term implications for Turner's top games for its marquee event.
He's got to be an analyst on the broadcast.
You can't
fit anybody else at that table.
Well, no.
Wait, talking about Stan or Jeff?
In the recent past, it's been Chris Webber and Reggie Miller joining Marv Albert. It is easy to imagine that Turner may want a coach and player combo in the future. So I would say, yeah, Stan Van Gundy will probably be joining Marv Albert on that.
He's got to be doing games. Yeah.
That's what he's going to do.
Yeah, they can't fit anybody else at that table.
So he did that one game with his brother and probably got the bug that he wants to get on the sideline and do the games. All right. I can be down with
and
that.
He's entertaining. What? And if he does what he does, like
that's
in that,
why that's, you put him at the table.
You're TNT. You don't mess with that studio show.
No, not at all.
There is no one you can add to that to enhance it.
No, he's clearly going to be with either Marv Albert or whoever else it is.
Well, they've been winning Emmys for decades. Mm-hmm. Now, they've always rotated that Shaq seat. I mean, that hasn't...
Always? Yeah. Shaq's kind of locked it down the last couple of years.
Last couple, but before that, before they got to Shaq, it was a rotate. Like Magic Johnson to be there one night.
But Chris Webber did it for a little bit, didn't he? But they've got him doing games or had him doing games.
He's better at games than he is in the studio. And not.
Actually, I don't mind C. Webb on a game.
No, I don't.
No.
Yeah.
But he wasn't that good in the studio.
He talks a little too much. I'd like for him to keep it a little more.
In the games?
Pithy? Mm. Yes.
Well, doesn't he do a lot of three-man with Reggie Miller? Or are they ever together?
Yeah, I guess he does.
It's kind of hard. But
one of them will get booted off into another broadcast team.
Now, does this mean that Stan Van will no longer appear weekly during the season on the Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio? They're probably not exclusive. They'll probably still do that, right?
Not a weekly, but they can have him on as a guest.
Not, according to the story I'm reading, he can't.
They've had Ernie Johnson on before.
Yeah.
They've had Shaq on before.
Well, there's a difference between a one-time hit and a regular
paid
weekly.
No, that's what I said. I said I don't think that it's going to be a weekly thing, but they can still have him on from time to time, I'm sure.
What I really liked is Wednesday appearances, where he just sat in the studio for on whatever studio he was in.
I
for
like
2 hours.
That.
It was pretty good. Yeah, Paratrooper, bummed about it. Love Stan on Le Batard. We don't have confirmation as to whether he's going to continue on Le Batard or not.
Remember this, too. He threatened to boycott ESPN because of the LeVar Ball quotes that criticized then Lakers coach Luke Walton.
Well, that's true.
That's why he was with the Pistons last January. And in past reported job moves by him that didn't actually pan out, specifically ESPN's plan to bring him in for NBA Countdown in 2012, the network said then the sides differed on potential assignments and we moved in another direction. Hmm. People thought David Stern played a role in nixing that move, with Stan Van Gundy himself accusing ESPN of lying with their comments that they couldn't agree on a role. So we'll see if this one comes to pass. We'll see how Van Gundy does with it. Be interesting.
Right. Very good.
My guess, if you're Turner, you don't let him go on ESPN.
But why not? It's not like Turner's tied to any. If he goes to Fox, I get it. But you're going to Turner.
You know what? Let me
in his radio. Let me
rephrase.
The TV?
Let me rephrase. I'm not sure because I know how they think in Bristol, which is not logical for a lot of times. Is they'll feel spurned.
No,
and maybe they will not. They don't want him back on the show.
And any weekly hit, they would want their own analyst be on.
That's why.
Legler, I know that they do stuff with Legler leading up to like Halloween and stuff.
My guess is they will not allow Stan Van Gundy to do anything on ESPN once he leaves. They'll look at it as we stuck our, even though they didn't, they'll look at it as a slap in the face. I know how they think over there. That's what they do. It's silly, but that's the business.
Well, and then there's like A-Rod, who works for everybody. Didn't he do Sunday Night Baseball? Wasn't there a time he was also doing Fox pregame, but then doing Sunday Night Baseball?
Oh, he'll be back. He'll be back on the studio show for TBS, won't he?
I don't know.
For postseason?
For postseason.
I do not know.
So there's no exclusivity there.
Jessica Mendoza works for the Mets.
Yeah.
And she's still calling games for ESPN.
I know.
She's a special advisor, right?
I think so. Interesting.
Man, Christian Pulisic having a really good game for Chelsea.
It's time to go.
I don't know what you want me to say. I'm not going to lie to people.
More lists coming up. Magic's list. These are pretty impressive.
Oh, we'll get to England. Chris Myers at the top of the hour.
We still got the top 10 college football games.
We still got Wikipedia. This stuff's going to have to carry over to tomorrow.
Well, that's the top 10 when we come back.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Hump Day Wednesday, Chris Myers from NFL on Fox, MLB on Fox, NASCAR on Fox, and the preseason TV play-by-play announcer for the Buccaneers will preview the Bucs and Dolphins Friday game, which he'll be broadcasting. He'll join us at 5 o'clock. We've got Wikipedia coming up as well. But first, we've got another one of Magic Johnson's list that we didn't quite get to. His 60th birthday is...
Thought we were doing my list.
We're doing your list.
We're scrapping that. We're doing your top 10 college football games?
Top 10 college football games of all time.
Yeah. All right, fine.
This is much more interesting. That's a good list. But we'll do Magic later on.
Better list.
Probably, yeah.
This is my list.
Okay.
That I stole from Sports Illustrated.
Very good. Everybody doing lists.
Greatest games in college football history. Number 10, the most recent game of the century, LSU at Alabama, November 5th, 2011. I believe LSU won this game 9-6.
Yeah.
Well, that was a boring game.
I love that game.
I appreciate a defensive battle with all the hype that we talked about leading up to that game. I was disappointed in the game, and I was one of the staunch opponents of a rematch if it were to be later on in the year, which there was.
So. Number 9, October 5th, 1988, Catholics versus Convicts, Miami at Notre Dame. And, of course, the pregame speech by one Yuhok.
That's got to be on anybody's list. That's one of the greatest games ever.
So it was the following year.
Yep.
Number 8. November 23rd, 1984, also involving the Canes. Hail Flutie, Boston College beats the U.
Fantastic game.
What a game.
Sorry, Pete. You must have been torn between a Boston guy or a Boston College guy versus your beloved Hurricanes.
Doug. I rooted for Doug. That was the only time I didn't feel so. But that was just a great, great
iconic moment.
Yep.
Coming in at number 7, got to go all the way back to 1971. November of 1971, the first game of the century, Nebraska at Oklahoma. Nebraska wins that game 35-31.
What year was that?
71.
Yeah.
Was that with Lamb Jones and Ham Jones and all the Jones brothers? No, that was later in the 70s.
That was Johnny Rogers?
Oh, okay.
He just returned a punt.
All right.
Number 6, the 2017 College Football Playoff National Championship game in Tampa, I believe, where Clemson defeated Alabama.
How'd that feel?
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
The one a few months later hurt worse.
That was in the that's one ranked what?
number six.
I don't know.
Look, a national championship was won on a last-second touchdown.
A natty. It's got to make the list.
Clemson, Alabama in there. I will say the Villanova buzzer beater hurt a hell of a lot more against my Tar Heels than the Clemson buzzer beater against Alabama.
Why is that? Does that mean you're more love for the Tar Heels?
Yeah, I've said that many of times, yes. My 1-2, and I can't order them, is the Dolphins and Tar Heel basketball.
Oh, you sure talk a lot of Alabama smack.
I mean, I really don't. I just throw a favorite. I throw a good Roll Tide out there every once in a while. Man, all these games where Bama loses. This was not one. Number five.
Yes.
Best college football games of all time, according to Sports Illustrated, November 19th, 1966. So you guys are going to have to tell me about this one. Notre Dame at Michigan State.
Was that a one-point game?
I
think that was a natty on the line.
I know the one from 66, the Notre Dame Michigan. Oh, Michigan State in 66. The 10-10. That was that's the 10-10 game where Notre Dame ran out the clock and they had already beat.
Yes.
They were number one. And I think the following.
Notre Dame settled for a tie, keeping their top ranking.
And then they clobbered USC like 80 to nothing or something the next week.
Good job. You remember that.
Yeah, I've seen documentaries.
I wasn't born yet. This one
is the most painful loss I've felt as an Alabama fan.
Roll Tide.
November 30th, 2013, the kick six game.
Oh, painful. Very embarrassing.
That was a tough way to lose.
I would have fired the special teams coach on the spot.
That was a pretty tough way to lose. I got hammered that night. Coming in at number three, the 07 Fiesta Bowl.
Oh, is that
Boise State against Oklahoma.
Yeah. All right. I don't know if I'd put that in the top. It's a great game.
That was Boise State coming
top
up.
Top 10?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great game. I can see that in the top fifth. Top 10? Mm. And subjective.
Number two on the list. The 1984 Orange Bowl between Miami and Nebraska.
Classic. My favorite game, maybe of all time in college football. They were Nebraska talking smack, smack, smack. Miami came in at number four.
But at least
big
they went
underdog.
For two.
Huh? Yeah.
Nebraska went for two.
I give them credit. But Miami jumped from 4-1 in that poll.
At number one's got to be 1987 when Michigan came into Memorial Stadium in Bloomington, Indiana, and the Hoosiers won.
Yeah, that was 1B. The real one, though, we're going to go back to 2006 and the best football game I have ever watched, the 2006 Rose Bowl between USC and Texas.
Oh, that was a great game.
That was
Vince
the
Young.
Best football game, college football game I have ever seen.
Four cigars that night. I remember what a game that was.
I was in high school. Was I a freshman? I think I was a freshman, and just forget about the bedtime. We're going right by that one.
Right, right.
We got to stay up and watch Vince Young take this thing home.
Good point, Forrest, on the 239. I want Chris's I Got Hammered top 10 list because a lot of your stories do start with, I got hammered that night.
Yeah.
Jason said, no choke in the dunk. Are you kidding me?
That was a blackout night.
Blackout. Oh, my gosh. I have a question. Did we not play college football in the 1990s?
No games from the 90s. But what would you put down? The infamous fifth down game?
No, that wasn't a great game. That was a bad mistake.
Was that a bad gaffe?
It was just a gaffe. What was that? Was that Michigan, Colorado? No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cardale Stewart.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
I think the only one in the 90s, because I was at it, it's the only time I've been to Notre Dame, was when Notre Dame, the week before, had beaten Florida State when they were ranked number one. Notre Dame took over, and Boston College
won. Miami-Florida State games on here?
But Boston College beat Notre Dame the next week in South Bend, and it was the day they finished filming Rudy, too. I believe it was 40-38 or 41-39.
I like this. So, text in what games they missed. We just got one from the 863.
It's top 10 now, right?
We're talking Miami-Ohio State game, the Phantom pass interference call.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yep.
I got no scratch in the game between those two schools. That was a horrendous call.
Absolutely.
Horrendous.
Yeah. It was fun to be at, too.
I was in Aruba. I threw a fit.
Is that Fiesta Bowl?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Anti-Jameis Bucks fan says, I just got in the truck. I don't know if you mentioned 2 years ago, USF and UCF. That was a great game.
That was a great
game.
The
war on I-4
that was
season
a great
finale a couple
game.
Years ago was
battle
fantastic.
Of no defense.
That was a lot of fun. So do you have to have defense to have a good game? Or do
it's fine. That was a great game. But top 10, I'm sure it's in somebody's top 50 or top one, but top 10,
Yeah. You
know.
Pretty interesting.
How about nobody had Appalachian State over Michigan in 2007?
How about that? Leaving
not
that
top
off
10.
The
I guess man, I guess it's maybe top 25, but top 10?
That was 2007,
yeah.
Yeah.
I could have put the national championship game from a few years ago on that list. Bama and Georgia.
That was a great game.
That was a great game. And you know what? I'll one-up that. I'll put the Georgia-Oklahoma Rose Bowl game ahead of the national championship game where Baker lost.
Yeah, that was a great game,
that
too.
Was an excellent game.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Randy in Lehigh. What's up?
Hey, Randy.
Hey, since you boys want to talk about 90s, how about my 96 Gators? We put a little whipping on them Florida State Seminoles.
Sounds like Steve Spurrier.
Yeah, but that wasn't a great game. The whooping isn't a great game.
It wasn't a great game. Did you see what Danny Wessel did? How about an eye killer pop and stop?
No. No, but the game didn't come down to the wire, though. You know what I'm saying, right? It was a blowout.
Hey, that's our first one. You're talking to a fellow who never thought we'd win one.
No doubt.
Fred Taylor, I wish I would have run Fred Taylor a little bit more, fellas, but you know, I didn't know I had a horse back in the backfield.
But what was the final score of that game? They won by the 3-4 touchdowns, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a big one. We had to come back from that Nebraska loss the year before.
Yeah,
that's true.
No, I mean, it was a great statement, but I mean, it's not, you know, the ones we're talking about, these games all basically come down to the wire. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. It was good. It was good for you. Yeah. It's in your personal top 10, no doubt about it.
That's fine. That's fine.
Absolutely. Well, only 10 more days.
That's right.
Yes.
Warmed up. That's right.
For my Hurricanes, give you guys a whipping.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Pete, you said you're going to be up in Orlando?
I am going to be in Orlando, yeah. Yeah, that's my plan.
Oh, man, I envy you. I can't. I'm going to the Auburn game for homecoming.
Oh, nice.
I'd want to be at that one.
In all seriousness, I just want the game to be competitive. I just be close. I just... Give the Gators a game. Don't humiliate yourselves.
Jeez.
All right, boys. Well, I just thought I'd check in. The ball coach is gone. I'll talk at you later.
Absolutely. Right, thanks, you, man. Randy. Appreciate it. Yeah, can't. That's right. 10 days for Florida, Miami.
Got my hotel.
Can we put the 7 overtime game last year between A&M and
Missouri,
LSU?
LSU, absolutely not.
No.
Why? Why can we not?
No.
7 overtime. We changed the rule because of the game.
I can think of a lot of other games that were better than that.
That was a pretty great game.
That was a pretty great game.
Yeah, but 7, it seems sort of...
Had me locked in.
I mean, you could tune in late after, you know, busy whatever, and you still caught a lot of, like, 2 hours of football. it's pretty good.
Remember,
yes, airplane seat guy, the Flutie game did make the list.
The Richard Todd Alabama team that lost to Notre Dame in 73. That was, and only because I remember these documentaries. I think Richard Todd was a quarterback of Bama, and they lost 24-23. That was a huge game. That was on New Year's Eve.
Hmm. Yeah. Good time. All right, keep them coming in.
Yeah, Pete's kryptonite. That was when Bama blocked the kick, when Terrence Cody did, who went to Riverdale, I believe. That was against Tennessee.
Okay.
Not Oklahoma.
Gotcha. Just,
okay.
That's fine.
All right. Keep them coming in on the text line at 239-337-ESPN.
How about the Cal Stanford game back in 82? You know, the 7 laterals. That's got to be in the top 10.
Yeah. It's an all-time play.
I saw Elway in person that
the
season.
Bush push.
That's
the Bush push. That was a great game.
Season on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Notre Dame growing the grass out to slow down Reggie Bush.
Before the Cal Stanford game, John Elway was in that. I saw him a few weeks earlier. I went to a Purdue game.
They weren't good that year.
I could understand what Purdue was. But yeah. I went to see Stanford at Purdue, and so I saw John Elway. Was that his freshman year?
No, it was a senior year.
Senior year?
They didn't have a good team that year. They were barely 500. I don't think they made a bowl game that year, if I remember.
Yeah.
But I remember Elway's face. And they cut to that game. That wasn't nationally televised.
Yeah.
Because both, you know, Cal was okay. Cal was 6-4, I think, and Stanford was 5-5, something like that.
Oh, the 13 national championship game, Florida State Auburn.
Yeah,
it's a hell of a game.
Oh, that was a great game.
All right, listen, I'm gonna cut this short. We're going to break early here. We got Wikipedia coming up next. I want to make sure we get out on time at the top because we got Chris Myers sharp at 5 o'clock to talk some Buccaneers football. So caller number 9 right now, we got 20 Moe's Bucks on the line from Moe's. Random geography, the topic. If you can't handle it, sit this one out. The rest of you, caller number 9-239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter, shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters draft parties, tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. Real Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
Welcome to Moe's and Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN. Caller number 9 is Eric in Fort Myers. Eric, how are you?
Eric. I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
Very Fantastic. Good. Eric, how old are you?
I am 40.
And what right. do you do for a living?
I'm a controller for a condo management company.
Very Sweet. Good. And how good are you at geography?
I know a little bit of geography. I know numbers better, but I know geography.
All right, let's Sounds take good. A stab at it. First one of three correct answers is the winner. You get the first question, and it's an easy one. What, Eric, is the state nickname of Texas?
The name of Texas?
Yes, sir.
Is, I'm going to have to pass. I don't know the state nickname of Texas.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Pete Shepard, take a stab at it.
Oh, the Longhorn State.
You're incorrect. It is the Lone Star State.
Oh, so, Jesus. The Lone Star. You're right. Okay. That was dumb.
Yes, I am right.
That's what happens
I did not know that.
That is so stupid by me.
It's
right. Longhorn.
It's a warm-up for
they
both
love,
of
They love that in Texas. If
it's
I
the Tar Heel State. North Carolina is what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
All right. Pete Shepard, your first official question. What city is known as the City of Love?
The City of Love?
Yes.
Oh, Paris.
Yes. A 1-0 lead for Pete Shepard.
Remember, we're doing this could be world geography. It doesn't have to be United States. Yes. Okay.
Correct. All right, Eric, back to you. What is the largest ocean in the world?
The largest ocean in the world is the Pacific Ocean.
That is correct. Nice job.
Bingo.
He evens it up at 1-1. Pete Shepard.
Yes.
A little more difficult with this one.
Of course.
What is the largest sea in the world?
The largest sea in the world. Well,
what's the definition of a sea as opposed to a lake? Is it or not an ocean?
It's got water.
Right. I will say, oh my God, this is so trying to think. It's
you won't get it. You should just give up.
I want to say we had this question or something like it before.
Not on my watch.
Seas.
Speaking of watch, TikTok.
I don't know why I'm going to. Norwegian Sea.
Incorrect, sir. Eric, your chance to steal if you can tell me what the largest sea in the world is.
The Mediterranean.
The what?
The Mediterranean Sea?
Incorrect. We are looking for the Philippine Sea. I would never have gotten that anyway. All right. Eric, your next question.
So ridiculous.
Eric.
If you had said Guam, I would have got it.
How many countries, Eric, make up the United Kingdom?
Okay. That's a... Because you got Ireland and Northern Ireland. Four.
Yes, you have the correct answer.
Ireland is not one of them.
Oh, no, that's all right. We only wanted a number.
Wales is in there.
England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland. Yep. All right, very good. All right, Eric has a 2-1 lead now. Pete Shepard.
Yep.
How many countries are in the European Union? This does include the UK as of today. No Brexit. Countries in the European Union.
Oh, come on.
Come on. This is everybody knows this. Like, how many states are in the United States? You know, it's 50.
Just
know. How many countries are in the European Union?
Oh, give me a break. Not continents, but countries. I mean,
yeah, there's one, there would be one continent.
No,
in the European Union.
I'm talking about. Oh, please. I mean, my God. I don't know. 60.
Incorrect, sir. Eric, your chance to steal for the win.
That is like ridiculous.
If you can tell me how many countries are in the European Union.
14?
No. It's probably 14 in Africa
I believe
alone.
It was originally.
Oh, it's Europe,
14.
Though.
It's up to 28.
28 is the answer we're looking for.
Yeah.
All right, Eric.
It started with 14.
Yeah. Eric, you got this next question. If you get it right, you're a winner.
You said European, didn't you? And I'm thinking.
Yeah, I did.
I'm not concentrating.
Where is Niagara Falls located, Eric?
Oh, come on.
It is in Buffalo, New York.
Yes!
And where else?
Winner! Chicken dinner!
And where else?
Canada.
It's in Canada somewhere.
That's very all right. Good. Eric, congratulations. You are a winner. I will put you on hold, and we'll get your prize package taken care of. Nice job.
Get you.
All right.
That was a tough one.
All right. Had one more question here, Pete Shepard. Let's see if you can get this. What state is home to Death Valley? And we are not talking about the football stadium. The real Death Valley.
California.
Yes, that would be correct. There you go. You still would have lost. It's a good effort.
That question was tough.
There were some tough
European
ones
on there. European Union. No, not bad. Good job.
Good job, Chris. Eric. Way to come up with the questions.
Thank you.
Yeah. I thought that was a nice blend.
That was
they
a nice
progressed.
Blend.
They got harder, and then a couple easy ones at the end to really
make sure
we get a winner. I do stack the deck against you, Pete.
That's fine.
The Longhorn State.
That was dumb.
The Longhorn. As soon as you said it, you should have gone like, oh, no, the Longhorn State. That's stupid.
I'm sitting here looking at still. I'm looking at football games, and I'm like, that's stupid.
All right,
absolutely dumb.
Let's break. We've got Chris Myers from the NFL on Fox. He's going to be broadcasting.
Oh my gosh, we're on time.
The Buccaneers. Clock management, baby. That's my middle name.
No Tom Brady over there.
God, absolutely not.
Actually, they're kind of horrible at time management, in my opinion.
If you go back to week 15 in Miami last year, no doubt about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it happens once in a while.
All right, Chris Myers broadcasting the Buccaneers-Dolphins game on Friday on TV. He's with us next. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.